This is Taking Action Today with Michael Alder, episode 30. But set your calendar for freedom. What's up, everybody? I hope everybody's on track still. We're hitting our goals. We're staying focused and moving right along. I got to be completely honest with you. This year, I've been exposed to so many new opportunities. And as an entrepreneur, I love every bit of that. I want to be involved in so many different things. But the downside to that is it dilutes what your ultimate goal is. So the more things that come across your plate that you dive into, you're not focused on your initial projects and you start to fall behind. And I was noticing that in myself this year. And last year, I was extremely focused. I was on top of all the details every day, every week, and I dominated my goals last year. It was a huge, huge year for me. And this year, I was involved with more. I was still making great money, but I wasn't growing at the level I expected, not like last year. So I had to take a step back and analyze what was going wrong. And ultimately, I was just involved in too many different projects. You know, I was spread too thin and I couldn't focus on anything. So I joined a couple mastermind groups, and this was key for me. And the purpose of the masterminds, you know, you want to learn from your peers in these mastermind groups, but more than anything, I joined for accountability. And on day one, in one of the mastermind groups I'm in, they asked me, said, "What do you expect from this group, Mike?" And I said, "I want clarity on my goals, but I want every one of you to hold me accountable. So if I drop the ball, you're going to be all over me and I'm going to feel ridiculous." And just having my peer group, knowing what I'm supposed to do, and if I drop the ball in front of them, I'm going to feel like crap, that has caused me to deliver every week. So in the beginning of the mastermind, you know, we started discussing what everybody's plans and goals were for this year, what we wanted to get out of the group, and we laid all that out. And I was 3 meetings in, and on the 4th meeting, I couldn't make it. I had a business meeting I had to be in. Unfortunately, I couldn't make it to that mastermind. And afterwards, I received an email from the head of the group. He said, "Hey, Mike, I'm sorry we missed you this week, but just as a heads up, you're in the hot seat now." So the following Monday, 7 days later, the whole group expected to see my whole business plan for this year. And I got to say, that was some serious pressure for me there, because the last thing I wanted to do was to show up at this meeting, not have a clue what I was doing, and just drop the ball in front of my peers. So, you know, the week's going on and I'm thinking about all these different ideas. What do I really want in my business? What do I want to deliver to my listeners, to my followers? How do I want to expand? And I was going a couple different ways, still not completely focused. And Monday morning, the meetings are Monday evening, I had it all came to me in one shot and I knew exactly what I wanted to do. And what was great about this, before the mastermind meeting, I was talking to an out-of-town investor. And I ran my idea past him. I said, "I'm not pitching this to you. Just let me know if you like this idea." And I laid out the whole plan and he instantly fell in love with it. So I pitched it to a guy that really didn't even know me and he fell in love with it. And that's when I knew I had something. So when I was in the hot seat for the mastermind, I told the whole group and they were blown away by it. And now I am completely focused on this. They're behind me 100% helping me with all the proper steps along the way. So stay tuned on the site here, because there's going to be a big announcement. This is going to be a huge real estate investing program that's going to be hands-on. We're all going to be working together. It's going to be about raising private money, investing in cash flow, and building your portfolio with little to none of your own money in it. And the ultimate goal is to leave the rat race in 48 months. And that's what today is all about. We are talking about cash flow. And you might be rolling your eyes thinking, not another podcast about cash flow. But what brought me to this was I still buy real estate programs to this day. It doesn't matter when they were launched, who it's by. I just love consuming all the content for a number of reasons. One of them being nobody knows everything. So you should be listening to, you know, these audio programs. You should be reading books steadily by all different authors, because even though you might know all the concepts, you never know when you'll get that one spark from somebody else and you could take action on that and expand your own portfolio. So I actually purchased Donald Trump's bubble-proof real estate investing. And the reason I purchased it is because I noticed it came out in 2005. And it was done by Dolph DeRouze, Gary Eldred, and Curtis Oakes. And I had never heard of Curtis Oakes, so I wanted to see what he was all about. And I just wanted to see their opinions of this bubble-proof real estate investing before the bubble actually burst. And so I got the CDs. I'm driving around. And yeah, you can tell how old my car is. I was listening to CDs in it. But I was listening to Dolph DeRouze at first. And he offered a lot of great ideas and strategies. But what was funny, him and Gary Eldred said there's no such thing as a real estate bubble. Now, 12 months later, we all know what happened, but it came to time to listen to Curtis Oak's CD. He was the third one in the series. And what he said, absolutely there is a real estate bubble because I participated in it back in the late, I believe it was the late 90s in San Francisco. But what he was doing, he was buying for appreciation. He was buying undervalued properties. While the market was climbing, he would rehab them and sell them. And as we all know, back in 06, 07, 08, everybody else was doing this. The top of the market hit. Everybody had these massive mortgages and all the property values were cut in half. So that's what the bubble proof investing led us to, was invest for cash flow. Because when you do fix and flips, and I'm not saying don't do them, but don't make that your only strategy, because if a bubble does come, it's over. You're going to get wiped out unless you have a lot of money behind you. So the whole purpose of the program was talking about investing for cash flow, meaning if you go out and buy a property, which we all know you use debt service on it, and you can rent this for whatever above your debt service is, it doesn't matter if the property goes up. Now, that's a perk to the game, but if it goes down, you might be a little depressed, but it doesn't matter because you bought that property strictly for the cash flow, for the passive income every month. So that's what your main focus really should be, to leave the rat race. And I actually already started this with a partner, and I wasn't even thinking anything of it. A friend of mine came to me, and he said, I want to start investing in rental properties with you. And we were tossing some ideas back and forth how to structure it. And, you know, we weren't taking any action. It was just an idea. Finally, he comes to me one day and says, Mike, we're going to start this business. I'm going to bring $50,000 to the table. I was like, okay, you have my attention. So with $50,000, we started a business buying cash flow properties. That was it. That was what the 50 grand was for. And we bought a duplex and two single family homes. Now, what was cool with this, the $50,000 we borrowed, or he actually borrowed and brought to the table, our debt service on that is going to be $1,000 a month. That's our principal and interest, and it's going to be paid off in under 5 years. The gross income from these properties is $2,300 a month. So right off the bat, we have $1,300 in gross or in net income. Now, let's take off taxes and things like that. So let's just call it $900 in net income right off the bat. So that gives each of us $450. The purpose of us starting this company was to continually reinvest all profits at all times, because we're both 35 years old. And we said, you know what? Let's make this company as big as we can by borrowing as much money as we can. And when we're 40 years old, we'll liquidate the whole thing and walk away. So with that $50,000, we had the three properties. And after our debt service, taxes, and insurance, we have roughly $900 a month in net income already. So that's going into the pot and getting ready to buy more properties. But here's what I did last week. We found two more properties, and I brought in my private lenders on this. So we found a duplex and a single family in Cleveland, and we bought the duplex for $9,000 and the single family for $7,000. What I did is I went to my private lender and I said, I want to borrow $20,000 on each one of these properties, and this is going to be for the purchase and for the rehab. So what my partner and I decided to do was, let's take this $40,000. We're going to spend $16,000 of it buying these two properties, which gives us over $20,000 minus closing costs left over. Let's put in sweat equity on this deal. Let's go ahead. We'll get dirty on it, which I don't recommend doing all the time. But by doing that, we were able to keep majority of that extra $20,000. Now, we all know private money is a little more expensive. So the debt service on this deal is $1,300 per month for 48 months, and then we own it free and clear. The gross income from those properties is $1,700 right now. We already have them rented. And so after taxes and insurance, it's really kind of a break-even deal. Not a whole, you know, big grand scheme of things there, but we have $20,000 in cash left over from doing the sweat equity on these. So with that $20,000, what if we go in and we buy another duplex and another single family with that $20,000 that has no liens attached to it, and we reinvest in those two properties? That will boost our income up to an additional $1,700 plus the $900 in net income, which takes us to what? $2,600 right off the bat. So we got $2,500, $2,600, and we own seven houses, two of which of these houses have no liens on them. So the possibilities are endless with that. What if we decide to flip those two houses that we went ahead and rented out for that positive cash flow, but we turned around and sold each of them for $25,000 apiece? That gives us $50,000 free and clear, technically, because there's no liens attached to it, and then we'll go in and reinvest that in more properties. Now, the idea of this is to buy as many as we can within this partnership, and we want to grow the company and pay off our debt services to the lenders within 48 months. Now, Jason and I both have access to a lot of private money because we built the relationships over time. So what if we repeat this process and build our portfolio out to 42 houses in a fairly short amount of time, all taking out 48-month loans with our private lenders, paying them back principal and interest? Now, the debt service on this, on 42 houses, what if we, you know, making the minimum payments on that, it should generate $15,000 in net income, and that's with the debt in place. So after all of our debt service is paid, the taxes are paid, 42 houses should bring us 15 grand per month. That's 7,500 apiece. You know, that's financial freedom right there. That's when you can quit your job. You don't need a boss anymore. And really, 42 houses is very doable at this point. And it all starts with the first deal with your first private lender, doing them right, and they will continue to come back. And not only do they come back to you, they're going to tell their friends about you. They're going to come and fund your deals. So building good ethics in your business, treating your private lenders right, you will have access to millions of dollars like we do right now. And remember, I'm in Cleveland. I don't need millions of dollars. I wouldn't know what to do with $1 million invested in one shot. You know, I do little $20,000 deals over and over again. So you don't need a ton of money to make this happen. Now let's stay in for the kicker here. Let's say 48 months, we have 42 houses, and we go ahead and pay off all the debt service in 48 months. And this is just before Jason and I turn 40 years old. That'll bring us $33,600 a month in net income. That's over $16,000 a piece. I mean, you could live a pretty amazing life on that. And that's on 48 months. Now, some of you might be listening saying, wow, 48 months is a long time. But I guarantee if you don't do any of this right now and 4 years goes by, you'll be like, oh my God, why didn't I start back then? Because there's one other thing we have to think about in this, and that is appreciation. Now, we just had the whole speech about don't invest for appreciation, invest for cash flow. But where we are in our current real estate market, everything is going up right now. And I'm willing to bet the house that, you know, the appreciation is going to kick in, even in Ohio, and these properties that we're swooping up for under 10,000, they're going to be across the board 40, 50, 60 grand. But let's say they don't go up. And conservatively, let's just figure these 42 properties at, I don't know, let's say $35,000 a piece right now, because we do sell quite a bit of them at that price point. So let's say, you know, they just go up to $35,000 across the board, and Jason and I decide to liquidate this whole portfolio when we turn 40. That's going to bring us $1.5 million, 750 grand before taxes for each of us. And this is just one business that I have with one of my partners. You know, we structure these with several different partnerships. And that's why I want you to, you know, grasp today and sink in that you could structure these deals starting with a little $10,000 deal. And just by staying focused and reinvesting the profits and showing your private lenders that you know what you're doing, the world of, you know, private money and private lending is going to open up to you, and you'll be able to do bigger deals. You'll be able to borrow more money and create this huge cash flow empire within 48 months. You could walk away and sit back and say, I did it. I have cash flow for life. I'm set. So one partnership using none of our own money, a little bit of sweat equity, and some serious focus. I mean, really, that will create a kick-ass lifestyle for you, you know, in under 40 years. And that's for us, we won't even be 40 years old when we liquidate this one partnership. So that's what the takeaway for today. Get really focused on your goals. If you need a mastermind to keep you accountable, like I did, I'm guilty of it. I'm all over the place. You know, I'm sure you hear it when you listen to my show here. I bounce from thing to thing. So if you need a mastermind group to keep you focused on your goals, you know, dial in exactly what you want, go ahead and sign up for one. Find your accountability group. Find your private lenders and figure out what area of real estate you really want to invest in, and then start taking action immediately. I want to hear from each and every one of you where you're at on your journey. Please stop by the site. Shoot me an email directly. Let me know if you're the big time pro, if you're just getting in the game, wherever you're at. I want to know and I want to connect with you. Till next time, start taking action today. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening in today. For more tips on real estate investing and creating streams of passive income, stop by michaelalder.com or connect with me on Twitter at MichaelAlder34, or you can find me on Facebook. All right, everybody, thanks, and let's take action today.